Ted Cruz torches Biden administration as Kamala Harris announces first southern border trip. By Jacob Bliss on June 23, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, released a statement Wednesday torching the Biden-Harris administration for being the last functioning mile the cartels are exploiting after Vice President Kamala Harris announces a border visit. As Harris's team announces a visit to the southern border, Cruz released a statement saying, "Right now, the Biden-Harris administration is functioning as the last mile of a human trafficking and illegal drug network that cartels are exploiting." He continued, "The Biden-Harris administration has repeatedly made reckless policy decisions leading to the massive surge of illegal immigrants flooding our southern border. It only took more than 500,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States," he explained. In addition, there have been more than 400,000 pounds of drugs seized, 19 U.S. senators traveling to the southern border, and 92 days after being appointed border crisis czar for Kamala Harris to visit the southern border. Maybe after her visit, the administration will reverse course and start enforcing the law and protecting our border, the statement suggested. As the news was released of Harris's trip to visit El Paso, Texas this week, Cruz on Fox News agreed that she was hand-forced to visit the border before former President Donald Trump does, next week with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R. Cruz added that Harris has yet to do anything about the border crisis since being named border czar by President Joe Biden. Cruz also pointed out that Harris has been hiding from the border while noting that El Paso is a lovely city. But it also doesn't happen to be the locus of the crisis. He mentioned that the Rio Grande Valley, where there has been an ongoing crisis, is 800 miles from where she will be going.